Tomorrow, voters will make selections in several primary races and several judicial races, making this an important week in Arkansas politics. Last week also had its share of news and politics and business, as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics Arkansas reports in his weekly roundup.
Officials with Walmart said bad weather and a currency exchange rate were partially to blame for a comparable decline in net income in the first fiscal quarter and total revenue that was just 0.8% higher than the same quarter in 2013. The Bentonville-based retailer reported net income of $3.59 billion. That's down from $3.78 billion in the previous year. Total revenue, nearly $115 billion. That was up slightly from a little over $114 billion in the first quarter of 2013. Food distributor Ben E. Keith announced more detailed plans to expand its North Little Rock facility with a $60 million, 300,000-square-foot investment that will add 74 new jobs. The company first announced its North Little Rock expansion in December 2013. The food service products distributor currently employs 260 workers in Arkansas that pay an average wage of more than $33 per hour. A special legislative session could be called to address rising school employee health insurance costs by the end of August, said the chairman of a task force that's meeting about the issue. Speaking to a joint conference of Arkansas school administrators, Senator Jim Hendren, Republican from Gravette, presented about 20 recommendations Wednesday to the State and Public School Life and Health Insurance Program Legislative Task Force. If the task force can agree on a package, a bill could be ready for review within a few days, and then support would have to be obtained by majorities in the House and the Senate. A special session on school insurance could be held by the end of August because school insurance operates on a calendar year. 5 months into the implementation of the private option and other health care reform measures, the state's Surgeon General and Arkansas hospital leaders said that improved health insurance coverage is showing up in preliminary data. A survey received from 42 of the state's 83 acute care hospitals shows three things. Number one, the total number of emergency room visits in the 42 hospitals surveyed declined 2% on average in the first 3 months of this year versus last year. The number of uninsured patients in those hospitals' emergency rooms was down 24%. And for those requiring hospital stays, there's been a 30% reduction in the number of uninsured patients. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.